Welcome back to the show. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to be doing something a little bit differently. I'm currently on vacay with the boys for our spring break, and I want to talk about an experience that I've had while we're here. I can't wait to share with you today all about Cave Brain and about the four natural sanctuaries. This experience of being out in the Shenandoah Valley has been so tranquil and also a little bit wild at the same time. I'm sure you can imagine two young kids, a dog, a husband, and as I'm recording this, we lost power. So that's super fun. But there's sacredness in the solitude. And so today I want to talk about how you can find sacredness in solitude.
Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self.
How is your week going, sister friend? I hope it is fabulous. I hope you are enjoying your spring. I hope that your spring is starting off on the right foot. And I just am so very blessed to be talking with you today. We are out in the mountains. We are out in the middle of nowhere. I'm very, very happy that I do have some internet, so I'm able to connect with the real world. But I will tell you, it has been peaceful. It has been tranquil. It has been so nice not having to look at my phone, not having to scroll the socials, and quite honestly, just resting. And so I encourage you to go there. Find some time, schedule some time. This is the first year that we've actually done spring break with the kids, and I wasn't working. And it's the first year that we've spent that quality time, and it has been so very fun and so very needed. So today I want to talk to you about an experience. So yesterday we went to the Luray Caverns. Okay, I don't know if you've been before, but the Luray Caverns are basically in the side of a mountain, and it is a cave, and you just walk and walk and walk, and you've got all of these beautiful, beautiful formations inside of the cave that you can see, and I'll show some pictures in our private Facebook community. You can find us at herbestselfsociety.com. It was just gorgeous. The experience was amazing, and I sat there in awe of my five-year-old son, Blake, looking at it for the first time. He was like, we're going into the side of a mountain and we're going to be in a mountain. And are there going to be bears? And is it going to be dark? And all the questions, right? But it was such a wonderful time. It was such a wonderful time. And the deeper that we got into the cave, the darker that the cave became, the deeper, the more isolated, the deeper, the less noise. But I realized through the trek, I think it was like over a mile where we were walking through this cave and looking at all of the glorious creations, there is so much more to this life that is so beautiful if you just keep going, if you just open your eyes to explore it. The deeper that we got in the cave, the more I realized how wonderful it was and how beautiful it was. And beautiful things happen in the dark. And so I tied this into today's show because this is a perfect example of how healing occurs in eating disorder recovery. The journey to healing, sis, it gets darker far before it ever gets beautiful. But in the madness, in the dark, you will be so consciously aware of your surroundings that you will be able to look around you and find the beautiful in your life. When we were at the very, very, very deep end of this cave, I realized that I was underneath the surface of the ground. It was hundreds of feet at that point. Being able to be present in the stalactites, the stalagmites, all the formations, and just being able to watch nature form. I mean, it was raining outside yesterday here, and we saw the rainwater actually running down these formations and just knowing how slowly that process occurs, how slowly limestone occurs, and then these enlarged creations are formed, it was spectacular. I mean, I think it's like 100 years or something that the tour guide was telling us for a cubic inch for these formations, which makes this a masterpiece inside of a mountain. And what kind of clicked for me was that this process is so slow, sometimes like recovery, but it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And says beautiful things happen in the dark. Joseph Campbell says this: the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. If you've been living in fear, fear of getting really clear with where you are and awareness of how this disorder has taken over your life, then I just want you to know I understand that, because I lived in that fear for so very long. But if you can't enter the cave, you can't see the glorious creations, you won't experience the treasure. And in the dark, there is this deeper level of silence and solitude and stillness. And you smell and breathe in the air and it's cleaner. It's just like a piece of heaven right here on earth. So anyways, I share that story because it was such a serene experience. It was just wonderful. And honestly, my kids weren't wrestling. Nobody was crying. Nobody was like, it was just such a perfect experience because everyone was sitting there in awe of these giant formations. And I also want to talk to you today about cave brain. Cave brain was coined by Jennifer Gaudiani, who's the founder of the Gaudiani Clinic in Denver, Colorado. And she's also the author of Sick Enough, if you've heard of that book. And she refers to this concept of cave person brain. And this is the part of the brain that manages all aspects of your body that you're not consciously aware of. And it's really cool. I was in this experience yesterday and I'm thinking about, you know, just all the things, but I was super, super, super present in the moment. And so I wanted to pull this together in this episode to talk to you a little bit about cave brain, in addition to the experience of going deeper in the cave and darker and more still and more isolated with less noise, but realizing that that is such a great thing. The brain behind the behavior that you're experiencing is so important to understand. And I will not pretend to be clinical. I'm just citing from research here. Cave brain is when you don't consume enough calories. Your brain recognizes this as a famine situation, and it kicks into overdrive to try to keep you alive. And it reminded me of the caveman era, like when we were just prone to famine and we also never knew when our next meal was going to be here. And so our brain adapted. So the brain has a couple core functions. One is just to keep you alive. One is to conserve energy, and the other is to make sure that you're safe. And when the brain feels threatened, like when you're reducing your calorie content, it will go to extremes to make sure that you're alive, that it's conserving energy for your body, and that you're safe. This is what happens. Your metabolism starts to slow, your temperatures drop in your body starts to conserve that energy by shutting off the heat in various different places in your body. So if you're experiencing the fact that maybe you're cold all the time, or your fingers or your toes are always cold, you can develop this hair like over your body because your body is actually trying to keep you warm. And your heart rate drops when you restrict your calories. And then if you mix that with over-exercising, if you're doing that right now, this is not to freak you out, but it's simply to bring truth into your life. This causes a lot of stress on your heart. I've talked about this in prior episodes where I could literally feel my heart beating out of my chest because I would run around the block and just keep running around the block until I had nothing left. But in order to slow your metabolism, because remember, your body is trying to conserve that energy, your body will slow your GI function. So this is your gastrointestinal function. This also can lead to bloating. It can lead to stomach discomfort. And so if you experience that regularly, it's because your body is slowing down its functions because it's trying to conserve that energy. So this can cause so much discomfort and stress on your body. But malnourishment in itself wreaks havoc. It wreaks havoc on your sex hormones. It wreaks havoc on increasing your stress hormone, cortisol, which then your sex drive diminishes and your bones weaken. Like, I won't go into all of the things, but as I was prepping for today's episode, I was just reading about how all of these things happen in your body when you go into restrictive patterns and behaviors. And this cave brain example that Jennifer Gaudiani talks about, which I truly am fascinated by, is that your brain becomes so extra vigilant because it feels unsafe. So then you experience these paranoid thoughts, you experience anxiety on overdrive, and you have an inability to make sound decisions or decisions at all. And you become super indecisive. When I thought about this, I thought about my own life in that time, and I thought about how I got myself out of it because I wanted to share this with you, this concept of being in the cave and maybe even in the cave of your disorder. And right now that feels dark and it feels deep and it feels like you're just going deeper and deeper and deeper and you don't see the light. But what I wanted to encourage you today is that the only way out is through. Yes, we were deep in the rock. And then we got higher and higher and higher back up to the ground level. And this journey of healing, it's going to get darker before it gets beautiful. But in order to really get your brain back to this place out of this cave brain, your body needs time and it needs space. It needs time and it needs space to heal without any rules. And this is going to require patience, compassion, and of course, nourishment. And so in order to get those things, there are four natural sanctuaries that I wanted to share with you today. And these are called the four S's that I truly believe will help you along your path today. Silence is the first one. This is the absence of sound, right? When we think of silence, we think of being able to clearly hear because there is no sound around you. And when I was in that cave, I experienced pure and utter silence, almost like you could hear because it was so quiet. And that is what our brain needs. That is what you need in your life, is that time to reflect, that time to be silent, so that you can clearly hear your inner voice. You can literally upgrade your life and your recovery journey by silence, by sitting in silence frequently. A lot of us don't like doing that because we feel like if we sit in silence, we're actually going to hear our own thoughts and those scare us to death. In order to process through what it is that you're going through, sis, you need to be able to sit with your own thoughts. So try that on today. So silence is the first S. The second one is solitude. This is finding that secluded place. This is finding that tranquility in your life, this undisturbed area. The cave was a perfect example for me. But if you can't go into a cave this week, how about finding a silent, still, secluded place that's yours to get really real with where you are? Henry Cloud talks about this, and he says that there is a difference between solitude and isolation. One connects you and one sets you apart. One empties you and one fills you. So what I want you to be mindful of with solitude is that this actually replenishes your life. Isolation is that loneliness that maybe you're experiencing right now because of the disorder. You've wanted to pull away from people that you love. That's not solitude. Isolation diminishes. Solitude is a chosen separation. This is a time for you to refine who it is you are without your eating disorder. And isolation is what you actually want after you've neglected your own solitude. You want to crawl into that cave. You want to go into that dark hole. But sis, we can't heal in isolation. We can only heal in community. And if you're not in our Facebook community, I want to encourage you to do that today. There are so many ladies out there recovering right now, and there's so much amazing support for you there. Go on out to herbestselfsociety.com. And I want you to truly remember that you are not the only one that is struggling. You don't need to suffer in isolation, but solitude is a place where you can find that chosen separation for you to heal. Okay, the third S is stillness. This is the absence of movement. So just being present, just being, just sitting, just looking, just noticing, just being still, try that on this week. If you can put all of these things together, it's like the perfect recipe to really help you in your healing experience. And then the last one is simplicity. This is freedom from your hardship. This is the state of being uncomplicated. Every single time that voice comes inside of your mind controlling you in any way, I want you to turn it off. I want you to turn it off, and I want you to do the opposite. God is going to separate you, sis, so that he can mold you, so that he can change you. And he can only do that if you get silent, find some solitude, become super still, and try on simplicity. Remember that your brain, it wants to keep you alive. It wants to conserve energy, and it wants to keep you safe. What you may not know is this is actually keeping you stuck. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed my story with the boys at the cave. But try on this mantra today and every day. I truly feel like it's going to help you. I release myself from the versions of me that I created just to survive. I love who I'm becoming. It feels good to finally start realizing my worth. I'm creating a life of true happiness and true freedom, and I can do that through silence, solitude, stillness, and simplicity. Friend, I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you did, come on out and share it with me. You can send me an email at info@lindseynickel.com. And remember, you don't have to do this by yourself. If you are stuck in isolation, I want you to know that you can't heal in isolation. And so if you're looking for more support to hold you accountable, to help you grow, to help you thrive, to help you find your place of healing, to find the beauty that is in your life that you haven't seen in a while because you've been trapped with the disorder, then come on out, fill out a client application. We can work together, and you can do that at herbestself.co. Okay, girlfriend, I'm going to see you real soon, and I'm going to hang out here, wait for the power to come back on in this cottage, swinging on the porch swing, enjoying a cup of coffee, and breathing the fresh air in the wilderness right next to the cave.
Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.